Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Fruit Bearers for the Kingdom, already in progress.
So man, I pulled off the side of the road and I opened my Bible. And I read these words in John 15, 2. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he takes it away. In other words, he cuts it off. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes it so you'll be more fruitful. Now, the second one, if you're a productive Christian, he'll prune you to make you more fruitful. You're going to get trimmed. Somehow, he's going to do things to bring you to a place he wants you to be. He plans for you to produce fruit for the kingdom. But I had never dreamed that John 15, 2, the first part of that meant what it said. That if I don't produce fruit for the kingdom, and if I am a child of God, am I a branch? We're branches. He's the vine, we're the branches. Every branch in me that bears no fruit. So if you're not doing something for Jesus, or you used to be a Sunday school teacher, or you used to be a pastor, you used to be a youth leader, you used to be a disciple that went and did things for the kingdom of God, now, all of a sudden, you've got too busy, you got married, or you've had children, or whatever, and you ain't got time for God, and so you don't go to church anymore. You just stay at home and watch a TV preacher once in a while, or something like that. And you're wondering why you or your children or your husband is sick a whole lot. There's a reason. You're not obeying the King. People say, but we're under grace. Yeah, we are under grace, but that doesn't mean we're not supposed to produce fruit. I mean, thank God for grace. If we didn't have this wonderful grace, let's just say that you're the best employee I ever had. Let's say Scott up here, I'm picking on him today. Let's say Scott was a man that worked for me. And he's the best I ever had. He does a great job. I never have to tell him twice to do nothing. He's one of the best employees I've ever had. And let's say he comes up to his 5-year vacation and he gets 2 weeks vacation. And he takes off and I pay him and he takes his 2 weeks and he goes on 2 weeks vacation. And then in 2 weeks, I expect him to come back and start working again. Is that right? But let's say he enjoyed the vacation so much that he called me and said, Pastor, I really have enjoyed this vacation. And me and the wife and the kids, we've gone up here to Minneapolis or whatever, and we're just having such a ball. I believe I'll just take another week. Would that be okay? Just send my check up here. And if he's really been that good, I might do that, right? I mean, you might say, okay, he has really been a great employee. Okay, I'll give him grace, and I'll send him another week's check and say, y'all have fun. But I'll see you next Monday. And next Monday, he don't come to work, and he calls in and says, Pastor, we're having so much fun. You're beginning to get this picture, right? We're having so much fun. We need another 2 weeks. Now, wait a minute. Now, this would be 5 weeks I paid him for. He better be a super employee. If he ain't super good, I ain't even going to talk about this extra 2 weeks, right? But if he is super good, and he's really been an employee that's made me some serious money and all, I say, okay, I'm going to get, since you are so good, I'm going to give you 2 more weeks. But he takes those 2 weeks, then he calls back and said, I need another month. When is my grace going to run out? It's probably right there, right back. That's when my grace run out. But with God, God is merciful. And he gives this man, how many years did he give this man that was 55 years old? 10 years God gave him. He got out of church, completely stopped producing fruit for the kingdom. Did not do anything in church. Totally didn't go to church, but 5 or 6 times in 10 years. Is that grace? Is that super grace? You produce absolutely no fruit for the kingdom of God and you don't suffer any consequences. And then after 10 years, you come down with sickness and disease. Let me tell you, folks, that's grace. If it was the other way around and I was that employee and Scott was my boss and I was working for him, he might give me that 3 or 4 or 5 weeks. But I guarantee there's going to come a time when his grace is going to run out too. We expect people that work for us to produce fruit, do we not, Michael? And if they don't produce fruit, you don't give them a raise, do you? You don't even pay them. If they come back and sit down on the easy chair and say, well, I'm not going to do anything this day. I'm just going to sit here and take life easy. No, 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 no. You work. You make me some money or I don't need you. And I'll be the first to tell you, if you work for me and you stop producing fruit for this ministry, you ain't going to be here long. And I guarantee my grace ain't going to run 10 years. I'm not going to give you 10 years like God will. But I'm glad His mercy endures forever, and He is a gracious, mighty God, because if He wasn't, I know one old boy standing here teaching you would not be here today. He would have already taken me out. Aren't we glad He's merciful? We're glad He's gracious. And He is a God of grace, but His grace will run out. And that's exactly what John 15:2 says. Does it not? When you see somebody sick and afflicted, if you'll notice, if you're around and listening to me and Cheryl talk, when somebody comes up and they have a problem, especially if they're a man, the question I ask is, have you been producing any fruit for the kingdom? Where do you go to church? Well, I don't go very much. I know you're in trouble already. I know why you're sick already. I've got it all figured out. You're sick because you've not produced no fruit for the kingdom. And the master clearly said, under the new covenant. Now, that new covenant, he gave this man 10 years and he didn't do anything. Went to church 5 or 6 times in 10 years. That's once every 2 years. So if men come to the healing school and they're sick and afflicted and ask them, where do you go to church? Well, I don't go anymore. I know you're in trouble. Just like Cheryl and I was talking early this morning, in the wee hours this morning, I was telling her, I said, you know, that's why some of these men, I can't get them healed, because the scripture says they have committed the sin unto death. There is a sin unto death. Do you all know that? That's written in God's word. There is a sin unto death. And he says, if you commit the sin unto death, I tell you, you shall not pray about that, because I'm not going to heal you. If you've committed a sin unto death. Now then, except the Holy Spirit tell me, if I'm ministering to you, and if he tells me you've committed a sin unto death, I just say, that's it. I'm sorry. I pray a blessing over you and you go, because you ain't going to live long. That's all there is to it. I have told people that before. When the Lord would tell me they've committed a sin unto death, I just have to say, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do to help you. How do you prevent committing the sin unto death? Obey God. Do what He said. He's not hard to get along with, is He? I mean, any God that will love you enough to let you be totally out of contact with Him for 10 years before He takes you out, I would say He's a mighty, mighty, merciful and gracious God. Wouldn't you? I mean, really. So, but you know, don't do that to Him. He loves you. And, you know, if you come to church on Sunday, I can guarantee you, if that couple had just kept coming to church on Sunday, just on Sunday, they might not have produced hardly any fruit, but if they'd have just come to church on Sunday, he'd have probably still been alive today just like I am. I mean, but if he'd have continued with the youth, or continued with the song leader, continued with any of those things he was doing, he was being a fruit bearer in the church. And it just happened, you know, that when they married, they went to a Church of Christ. Later, they changed in the little town they lived in. There was not a Church of Christ there, so they went to the Baptist church. But it didn't make any difference what church you go to, as long as you're producing fruit for the kingdom. But he wasn't, and it cost him his life. Now, the average person, when you tell them that, you know, if you're sick and afflicted and you've not been bearing any fruit for the kingdom of God, you may be suffering what God calls the sin unto death, and he may cut you off. I have let people read that. I've let men read that scripture. And they say, Thurman, that's not what God means. God loves me. He's not going to kill me. Does he love you? Yes, he loves you. But if he's let you go, I have seen some men that produce no fruit for the kingdom for 20 years and they're still alive. I mean, they have not been to church, have not darkened the church door for 20 years. They didn't tithe or nothing. But yet all the time they say, yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm not as good as I should be, but I'm a Christian. If you know you're a Christian and you know you're not doing anything and God lets you go for 20 or 30 years and he still hadn't killed you, and all of a sudden you hear about this, I'll tell you what, you better make some changes. Because if you've heard the truth, and you know, like that little girl I've told some of y'all about right over here in Justin, this happened right here close to home. A little 15-year-old girl moved in with a boy about 20 years old. Her daddy went to him and her and tried to tell him, you can't live together. He wasn't a Christian. He was not a believer, but the little girl was. And he tried to tell her, honey, you can't do this. This is illegal. God said under the new covenant, there's to be no sexual immorality among my children. Did he not? Absolutely, he said that. He said it many places, but she didn't believe it. So he asked me to go minister to his daughter and that guy. And I did. And of course, she said, Mr. Scribner, God loves me. He would never hurt me. I said, 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17. I want you to see this. 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17. I want you to see what happens when you live with somebody out of wedlock. Know ye not that you're the temple of God? Do you know you're the temple of God? Okay, if you're a son or a daughter of God, you are the temple of God. And he says, and the Spirit of God dwells or lives inside of you. Is that what that says? Okay. And he says, the Spirit of God dwells in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Now then, if you and me are sons and daughters of God, the Holy Spirit lives in here, and we're supposed to be holy because he's holy. He's what's making us holy. And if we walk in obedience to his word, you are holy because God lives inside of you. Now he expects you to produce fruit for the kingdom of God, and he does not plan on you defiling your temple. Well, what if you defile your temple? There's many ways you can defile your temple. You can overeat, you can oversmoke, you can overdrink, you can overdrug. I mean, you can do all kinds of stupid things and defile your temple, and it will cost your life early. I mean, you will not live out your full life, I can guarantee you. If you're not really, really lucky, you won't live too many years. But anyway, I tried to tell this couple, I said, right here, honey, I said, now this young man, he's not a believer and he don't want to be a believer. He told me he's not interested in God. So I said, I have no say to him, but you are princes of the king. And he told you not to defile your temple. And if you go to bed with that boy, you're defiling your temple with the sexual immorality of a boy that's not even a Christian. And I said, that's defiling your temple. And I said, you know, the scripture says right there, what did the scripture say God will do to you there? He will destroy you. Is that what he said?
Yes.
What does it, would destroy and kill be about the same thing?
Yes.
Of course, she didn't believe it. She said, God's a God of love. He would never hurt me, much less kill me. And so I left, and about 3 or 4 months later, well, she got pregnant and then had a baby, and everything was okay. And then after the baby was a few months old, daddy come by and wanted me to go again. So this scenario goes over 5 years, happens 3 times in 5 years. That last time, 5 years now, I told her again, I said, honey, you've got to stop doing what you're doing. I said, I have been here 3 times to warn you. I said, now, I don't know how many times God's going to let. I said, but you're walking on very thin ice. Even under the old covenant, if you obey me and do everything I say, I will take how much sickness away from you? Oh, but what if you're not doing what he said?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Fruit Bearers for the Kingdom, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them for free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website, www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.